JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, we look at the National Water Commission's drought mitigation measures. And later in our Glimpses of Jamaica feature, we'll discover what an itchy knee means. All this and more coming up. Stay with us. Though the drought period, January to March, is expected to be less severe when compared to last year, the National Water Commission, NWC, is still putting drought mitigation measures in place. This to ensure adequate water supplies are maintained across the island. Vice President, Potable Water Operation, NWC, Mark Blair, says drought mitigation measures will include timed water lockoffs in sections of the island. Starting January 13, citizens in the Constant Springs zone served by the Hermitage Dam will experience disruptions in their water supply between 11 p.m. and 4 a.m.
To ensure that we can go through the 3-month drought period and hope that the May rains occur. For the Mona zone, which is on the eastern side of the city, we don't expect any major restrictions there.
Mr. Blair was speaking at a press conference on drought analysis, prediction, and rainfall projections recently. He says the Hermitage Dam is currently at 76% of its capacity, while the Mona Dam is around 96%. In order to give citizens a look at how the country is progressing towards meeting the various Vision 2030 targets, the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, has launched its e-dashboard of national indicators. This online tool will enhance the transparency and accountability of the monitoring and evaluation process for the Vision 2030 National Development Plan. For more information, go to vision2030.gov.jm.
The time is now for the opportunities that will arise from Jamaica's imminent transformation into the world's fourth logistics center. On January 21 and 22, the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce, in association with the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, JAMPRO and JBDC, present the Jamaica Logistics Hub Symposium at the Conference Center in downtown Kingston. Hear presentations from the world's busiest logistics centers, Singapore, Panama, and Canada. Register now. Call JCC at 922-015021 or email info@jamaicachamber.org.jm.
On the community notice board, application is open for nomination for the Prime Minister's National Youth Award for Excellence. The award is open to all Jamaican nationals aged 15 to 24 years who are living in Jamaica and in the diaspora and have attained excellence in various fields. Application forms may be downloaded at youthjamaica.com and deadline for submission is January 15 at 5 p.m. And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
I'm Auntie Carol, and I'm from St. Elizabeth. And as a child growing up, I was told that when your knee is touching you, it means that you are going to sleep in someone else's bed. I have proven that for myself. Whenever my knee is touching me, I know that I won't be sleeping at my house for some time. And that is my experience of Jamaica.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. And that's it for today's journey, Roundabout JA. Thanks to Prince Moore, our studio engineer. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.